And here we go. This is Flash Somebody at the Dork Table. A little bit late tonight, but I finally got it. I see the bars a-bouncing, so I think I've done things right. I have such a problem with the computer. It just doesn't work with my thinking. So I struggle along. And tonight, you got a solo show coming out of Denmark. Magnus came up with some important Magnus kind of stuff, and he couldn't make it. But he said he wanted to make it up for me on Wednesday. So if you come here to hear what Magnus had to say, sorry to disappoint, but he will join me on Wednesday night. And thank you, Grimner, for your patience with me and my computing skills. And to the hardcore 80 out there in BitChute land, appreciate whatever it is we say, because me and Magnus, we see things alike, and a lot of other people don't really get what we're talking about, so it's an interesting kind of world we're in. And tonight, being as I'm going to do a solo, I found something new to me, and I checked with Grimman on the RLM to see what he had to say about this guy. I found a guy named John Rappaport. And apparently he's got a big following, but this is brand new, so I didn't know he's been around for a long time. I really don't pay attention to the real world. So, I mean, if it's not on, if you can't squeeze it on a BitChute thing or internet, YouTube thing, then I probably won't know. But anyway, like I said, we're going to do the solo and we're going to say hi to the bots and bodies, because we do that here at the Dork Table. We're a sociable kind of group, and we've got, for your chatting extravaganza tonight, we've got Barman and Beetle, Cowboy Tech, Grimnir, Moose Girl, Kate, Rob Works, Asmo, Chelsidoni Echelon, Frumpy, Redneck Dentist, me, somebody, Vanna White, Weather Dork, The Phantom, CC66, and the Civ _ Kozu. Matt WJ2002, Master Brow, hey Woody, Mr. Snick, the Holiest Roger, and Z-Pix. And those are your folks that are logged on. Maybe they're lurking in the shadows. You never know. But anyhow, I found this guy and I thought it was something new because May 31st, 2021 is a brand new date. I never heard of him, but I should know better than that by now. There's lots of famous people that you could look right at me and say something about him, and I have no idea who you're talking about. And that covers actors, musicians, and you name it, all that celebrity crap. Football players, I couldn't tell you one from the next, don't even care. But when people say things or write things that are striking, I'm not so much interested in the person that wrote it. I'm more interested in the words I'm reading. But we're in this soup right now where half of what you read is, you know, not true, and half of what you read is kind of true-ish, depending on where you are mentally, I suppose. I don't know. But his name is John Rappaport, and he wrote this thing called Putting the Paradox Together. And the heading is, here, I'll post a copy on the RLM. I'll put it in the notes of the show. For those out there in radio land who would actually like to take a good look at this thing, because it's got links to back it up with, reference links. I got this information from this source. It is deep, but it's written in a playful, kind of a dork fashion that, you know, appeals to people like me in the first place. Okay, so I'm going to read to the class from the podium. You out there, people? Sat down and we're going to talk about the virus. Anyway, this thing is called a Wuhan Lab Bioweapon Gain of Function, but the SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't exist in the first place. And then again, his name, by John Rappaport. Okay, I wish I would have wrote some of this. It's just great. Anyway, and here we go. May 31st, 2021. What I'm about to lay out might seem too staggering to believe. Fortunately, what people do or don't believe isn't the issue. And with that, here we go. It says, buckle up, because apparently he's got some shit to tell you. Now, for the first part, for the first year, I've been presenting evidence that the SARS-CoV-2 virus doesn't exist. It's never been proven to exist, number one. Those who claim it does exist have two legs to try to stand on. One, the virus has been isolated, in parentheses, discovered. That's what isolated means. Number two, its genetic sequence has been found. Apparently, now there's little side notes and all kinds of stuff on the link with numbers and directions. So if you really want to dig into why this guy is saying this and get a serious answer, it's in the writing. So I'm going to continue with his story though. However, the mainstream scientific definition of isolated turns out to mean we have the virus in a soup, in a dish, in a lab. The soup contains all sorts of material. We never extracted the virus from the soup. In other words, isolated means its opposite. In the soup, in addition to the purported virus, there are human and monkey cells, toxic drugs, chemicals, and other genetic material. When the cells begin to die, researchers assert, with no proof, that the cause of cell death must be the virus. Hold on. Let me get a sip here, folks. Thank you for your patience. Therefore, the virus is in the soup and it is deadly. Okay. However, the drugs and chemicals could be killing the cells. And the cells are being starved of nutrients. So that could certainly account for their death. Bottom line, there is no proof of isolation. It isn't even close. There is no evidence that the purported virus is in the soup. This guy's got a great sense of humor as far as I'm concerned. Now, it's a little hard to read for me, but I'm doing my best. I hope that you folks out there are appreciating this because I didn't think there was anybody that had the nut to get on the internet do anything serious about proving that this whole thing from the fucking beginning, it was just what will happen if we do this. They just, in the society, they leave out that part. They don't tell you that. They're not doing it. They're just pretending they're doing it to see what you'll do. And how do you prove a thing like that? People die all the time anyway. I'm no, forensic pathologist. But you know what I am is smart enough to know that if people were ill around me, I'd hear about it. I'd see it, and I don't. Life has continued to go on and on and on, and people just do these dances in public with masks and, you know, on public transportation, so they don't get complained at by people that are afraid that this is real. Now, I'm not saying that, I guess I am. I don't really believe that system that exists is capable of purposely doing what they're accused of doing. I think it's a story. They're bending words and they're using ideas to fit the virus story, but the truth is way different than what we're being told, as usual. And of course, anybody that listens to the Dork Table by now has got to know you wouldn't listen to this stuff if you didn't agree with it. That's 90% of the problem. Is the reality sounds so freaking far-fetched and the truth is just not believable. It's not real. Anyway, let me find where I was in this story and see if I can't read some more of it. Here we go. I've published a typical account of virus isolation from a study. And Dr. Andrew Kaufman did a step-by-step analysis of this process and tore it to pieces. Okay. I published his analysis. Dr. Kaufman showed there was no merit to the claim that SARS-CoV-2 had been isolated, which means identified. Well, this is weird, man. All this doublespeak, just, I can see why people would be confused, but, I mean, if you have a negative point of view towards all this stuff from the start, I guess that would help you go, no, they're not going to get me with this crap. So, back to the story. What about the genetic sequencing of the virus? You can't sequence something you haven't isolated, and in parentheses, discovered. To claim you have sequenced it would be like saying, we have a generic fragment of iron dust, and we know it comes from a 1932 Ford Moon Rover fender. There was never a 1932 Ford Moon Rover. But see, that's what he's trying to get across is, if you throw a familiar kind of way to speak about shit, average Joe doesn't know there was never such a thing in the first place. And he doesn't want to look stupid questioning, hey, Ford never made a Ford Moon Rover. What are you, nuts? 1932? No. But see, that's the other side of this argument is people that don't know how to go beyond being told. Nature. I don't know who it was I was listening to. Might have been Grim and Moose, maybe. But it just amazes me that people to this day still have any faith in the system that they live in. Anywhere. Here. Especially here. Because I'm here. And I look at it through my tainted, anarchist scum eyeballs. And I look upon masses and just shake my head because... maybe it's an uppity thought that how could you not know? You can't trust these people. You can trust them as far as you can throw a house. It's not, it doesn't work. So back to, let's see, I'll just pick up somewhere here. Uh-oh, my computer's binking in. If we were discussing a science fiction novel about a virus, we might say, that's an interesting genetic sequence, an interesting castle in the air. Now, to bridge over from this part of the article to the Wuhan lab, gain-of-function research, tweaking a coronavirus to produce a dangerous entity, we need to know one thing. Mainstream researchers, virologists, molecular biologists, believe they are working with a real virus. Most of them certainly believe this. They are married to their fallacious and fantastical process of proving a given virus exists. Oh, wow. This just takes me down memory lane because I know one thing and the educated people know something completely different. And everybody along the road told me, oh, you ain't going to last very long with the way you think. And I'm 61 now, so... Maybe they thought not lasting very long was hitting 90. And, who the hell is good? Who enjoys life after 80 anyway? People that can still move, but there's, after 80, the parts are pretty worn. That lifelong, career, labor, maintenance, all the shit that we got to do during our life, physically, in the end catches up with you. That's just the way it is. So my main concern, I think, would have been not cutting fingers off when I'm doing dangerous work with sharp tools, for example. Because we only need to have an accident once. And so far, I have been very fortunate. And I've had a few, slips over the time, but nothing that ended badly. It was like, how the hell didn't you go through that window? Or I thought you were going to fall off that ladder. Shit like that. But luck, dumb doo-dah luck. Anyway, so we got a comedian writing about the most important topic to mankind right now at this moment. And the reason I say that is because so few of us believe that this is all based on a serious idea, but the details are all science fiction. They describe everything backwards, and one day you need to do this, and the next day you need to not do it, and then the day after you have to do it again. That's not experimenting in a scientific fashion. That's playing with your toys. That's what cats do with a mouse after they kill it. Then they slap it around a little bit after they're finished because it's their nature. So the people that sit in seats of decision and power and control and all this crap, media, some people had the fucking nerve, you know, to get on television and fearmonger and scare people. And all they ever had to do from the beginning was just take care of the old and the sick. There was no, oh, if you're healthy, you're going to get grandma. No, that was all a bunch of crap. You're not. If you're healthy, how do you get anybody sick? You're healthy. It's the unhealthy. So what they did was they gave us a bunch of bullshit stories about how you can be asymptomatic and have it, and give it to somebody, but not know you have it. And this is the most lethal. Are you stupid out there in radio land that believe that nonsense? If a human being is sick, think about it. Think about your own self, your body. And you need to be told you're sick. How serious could it possibly be? But yet, here we are, sitting here, shaking in our boots, you know, wearing masks and being locked down and all this crap going on in other places. Not so much here. But the compliant here, there's a certain amount of them that are scared. You can see it in the face. And there's some people that are just going along with it, trying to not be a grandma killer. You know, oh, you don't care about grandma, you bastard. And all this stuff is all crap. I mean, they did experiments with animals where they tried to purposely take a sick horse and get them to sneeze in a bag and put all that germ shit in a bag, and then they take the bag and put it on a healthy horse. And what they didn't have was transmission. That was not how it was transmitted. Yet, I remember always being told, you know, oh, people are sneezing and they're going to get germs on you and you're going to get sick. And I don't know about the cause. How do you know? You know, people tell you when you're a kid what's going on, because you don't know. And then when you're a grown up, you know what happens? People tell you what's going on because you don't know. We think we know because we get told shit. And when you look into the shit you're told, most of it is just a lot of made up nonsense that only a child would, you know, still continue to believe that they went to the moon in 1969. It's just too much. But there are people. And what do you say? You know, how do you ever get your side of an argument to the other side is pointless. Never going to work. So this divide and conquer with the bioweapons and the virus and all these fancy words, and 99% of it is just crap. They just renamed already existing diseases. They're experimenting with wireless at levels of freaking, they make weapons out of wireless. So they can do everything wireless except transport electricity. That, for some reason, doesn't work. You know, all these games that we're playing with batteries. Oh, they're going to save us with batteries. Going to interrupt this story I'm reading for a personal. I'm watching the link the other day, General Motors. It's an older link. General Motors comes out with a Volt. I think it was a Volt. One of the RLM people probably know. It was electric car. And they're interviewing the folks that are representing this brand new Volt electric car. And the people ask them, well, what's your source of power? And they name the local electric company. And they say, well, do you know what source is that? And they're trying to decide like they've never thought about it. It was all a new question. Oh, well, where does it come from? What does power battery sources right now? Oil. Oh, and then the climate change people, they've conned all those climate change buttholes into believing that what we're doing is bad for the environment when it's really not. What we're doing is we're a speck, you know, human beings. We'll come and go. The planet will be here long after we're done. But the the people in control, they've got other ideas. I think they ruined that Guidestones thing. I never was a real big fan of that either. The Georgia Guidestones, and I think that turned out to be a big fraud too. But I don't, life, man, you can't. See, I guess the thing that runs this mess, society crap we're all stuck in, they're cleaning up, and they're just getting rid of the sick and the old and the weak and the mentally unstable and the ones that aren't. That the, I guess the people that got the nut behind them to go beyond what they're allowed to do, they're the ones who are going to survive. And there's got to be people like us out there. I mean, just because they're not on Real Liberty Media, you know, because we tend to stick with what we know as small, you know, as far as where we do this internet thing anymore. I don't want to be, I've never wanted to really be on like Facebook and Twitter was all big and all these things. And there's a lot of important information to be found on both those sites. Because, I mean, I found a lot of stuff on it when I used it. But as time went on, what's the right way to put this? I realized how unimportant my voice is in the world. It doesn't matter what my opinions are. It doesn't matter who I quote. It doesn't matter what I know. People do not care. I don't care about what they think. So why would I assume anybody cares what I think? Ah, the elixir. Anyway, doing the dork solo, I tend to want to do a link, and then I get, I feel like yakking about the way I see this crazy shit, because there is really very little for me to take serious. I never panicked about this pandemic. Me and Mary were doing radio together on the dork table. When all this was still just talk and, you know, people were not sure about what was going on. And in the beginning, I was convinced, maybe these wackadoodles have set something loose on the planet, sure. But after a couple of days of nobody's dying, well, what's a big problem? No. And then what I was reading about where people were dying were isolated situations. It wasn't global. I mean, it wasn't everywhere. It was in specific places where old people live and sick people were sent to. Yeah. And they shut down all the freaking hospitals they could. It was insane. Now, on one hand, you got people on YouTube telling you to panic because they're going to run out of hospital beds. Then on the exact other hand, you got people showing you on live links. There's no lines to the hospitals. There's no people here. It's all hoax. You're being set up again. And nobody wants to ever hear that. They just like to go along with the popular story and be, what's the right thing? What would it be? Disappointed in the end as usual? I don't know what. What would a status mind be like? I don't seem to have one. I wasn't impressed when Trump was selected. He stole the election, whatever the fuck he did. I don't really care. But when he was sitting in the seat, I wasn't impressed. So now they got another idiot sitting in the seat. I'm not impressed with him either, because I believe people behind him are way worse than he is. And they're coming. Oh, man. We're going to get massacred. Boy, this year's probably going to be a terrible year. I mean, the mental beating of all the threats and the laws and the control and all these fucking idiots that I spent 54 fucking years listening to. Freedom, you know, be responsible for yourself, you know, be your own man and all that kind of shit. And here I am 60 years old and people want me to wear a mask to go buy groceries. What the fuck happened to standing up and being yourself, being your independent and all this crap? Because it's not possible. No. We could be individual in certain ways, but, you know, I think my wife does a radio program with a buddy named Grimnir that's called It's All Connected. And as cliche as that may sound to some people, because some people really, I don't think they understand that, Grimnir. I think some people just take for granted everything all the time. I take it for granted most of the time. And then I have a moment of clarity here and there. And I can appreciate this fucking world for what it truly is. And it's just fucking amazing. But all the things that are supposed to make us civilized, you know, society and government, education, all they are, they're just tools to fuck us up, you know. And that's what they turned into because government entities got control of how they're performed and what's legal and all this nonsense. So instead of somebody going to school to learn how to read and write, they're going to school to figure out what gender they want to be when they grow up. And if that's not true, that's at least the bulk of the stories that, you know, this is the kind of shit that's on the modern mind. I don't want to have a modern mind. I like being an old guy, you know, and especially in a time that's going by me so quickly. Everybody's on cell phones and they're all connected. And I go out there and I don't have a cell phone or a wristwatch or none of that crap. I have a wedding ring. I could wear that, but in the summertime it's going to fall out. Or in the wintertime it might get too cold and it doesn't properly fit. And then the summertime, my hands sweat. And it goes, hey, that hurts. So, you know, wearing a brand is I got a tattoo with her name on it. So it's kind of obvious that, and I constantly, I love my wife to death. All my friends know her. You know, the people that know me know her. And the people that I associate with at least know who she is, you know, because it's a small town. And in a time when so many people are so unhappy, I often find myself just feeling kind of guilty about, wow, you know, I don't see all that, I don't see all that city shit nose to nose. Just going to the grocery or to the cigarette store or whatever. And even that little bit's kind of disturbing, but it's only because I guess that it hits that empathy bone. You know, I do care about other people, and I think they're doing their self-damage by wearing the mask. And they think they're saving grandma and whatever. So we got a conflict of interest going on here that because of the society that we live in, the divide and conquer has been made. And those of us, and there's a lot of us, we're outside it, but we're so separated because we're not connected. You know, like I'm lucky to know Magnus because I don't have this modern day phone shit and all that nonsense. But I've got the internet, so we use the wire instead. So it's kind of like I'm connected, but you got to turn it on first. You know, I turn mine off at night. No camera. I have the worst system, computer system probably there is to have. It's always crashing. I use Windows. Everything I do, I probably do wrong at least once. But this is as close to being connected to this crap as I care to be. You know, might sound kind of goofy, but I don't think it's going to be any faster or anything. You know, it's a little inconvenient to have to reboot to get this system to take the headphones on or whatever to connect properly to broadcast. So it'll put me on the RLM radio. But it's not important enough to me to make it a big deal. And the things that are a big deal are so simple. I'll give you an example. Me and Magnus, he took me to a hardware store because I like to walk. And he wanted to show me this place where he grew up and smoking dope with his buddies. And it was on the way. And it's a nice scenic thing. Trees and, you know, all that crap. And we get to the store, and it's like this fucking, it's like a grown-up toy store. My wife's been trying to get me to go. And I don't like to shop with other people, to be really blunt. So I was on a mission to get two things, and that's not shopping. It's just, yeah, it's like a mission. And I get there, everything's nice. I'm not masked. Magnus is masked. The other people are all masked. Nobody gives me a fucking word about, you're not wearing a mask. What they did do, when I'm purchasing my thing, the guy at the end is wearing a mask, customer, and he asked me in English, "You realize you're getting one that doesn't take a battery, right?" Because everybody's stuck on batteries, and I like electric. But what's the difference? Use a cord, use a battery. You're still the same source. We're just all getting conned by this different... you're getting the same shit from the same people no matter what you're using. Organic, all that kind of stuff. You might have it a little better in one country than another, but in the long run, they're all using the same fucking laws to slowly get rid of you anyway. They don't want us to be healthy in 100. They want us to be feeble in 70 and die. And there's so many people right now alive working on stuff like Larry Woods. Good Lord. I believe Larry Woods has a machine. The ability be with him and his friends that he's acquired over his lifetime to make a machine that would actually work and save everybody all this trouble they're going through, barking at each other about the climate and all this nonsense. These guys have come up with a machine that it uses electricity and magnetism together. And the concept is all new, so nobody's really given it much, you know, much thought because we're all stuck in oil. And if you go to school, there's not a lot of schools in the world anywhere that want you to think for yourself and pursue that. They want you to follow their direction. Do it this way. This is the only way to do it. And there's always 100 ways to do something. 90 of them might be wrong and 10 of them might be right. But then out of those 10, you know, then you got a pecking order. Which one works absolutely the best out of those 10? But as human beings, we're not capable of just sitting down at a table and discussing amongst ourselves what would be the best for everybody. Because everybody's got a group now, the BLM, the ABC, the, you know, all these groups. And if you're in a group, then you're isolating yourself from everybody, in a sense. To me, I don't know about you, but I isolate in my group. To explain my side of what I'm saying, see, it might be more clear. I've got, you know, me and Cirque, we're a couple. That's just the way that is. But we found another couple that we're friendly with. And they're fun to hang around, and they're younger than us, and they're just a blast. So life is just really going good. Let's see. You're in the RLM. Well, thank you, Grimner. I sometimes feel kind of outside because I don't agree with a lot of things that people say. And that's what, you know, that's what life is about on the communication scale is, you know, where's, I'm in Denmark. Oh, he means where am I in the group? I don't know. Just pop in and out, I suppose. But I trust the people on Real Liberty Media to tell me the truth, you know, because I read so much crap. How do you know? Or I listen to a link or what have you, or like the one I tried to read here. I'm going to put this in the notes, but it's a hard read because his the way he would say it is way different than how I would say it. I would have wrote it a lot differently, but I get the point. It's just... it's so nice to see another person out there trying to show you, whoever you may be, that what they're telling you, the way they're telling it to you is the problem. And what they're telling you, well, they're taking advantage of your ignorance in a sense. And then, of course, it's when you approach somebody in that kind of way, I guess it hurts their feelings, you know, but... They ask me now and again, you know, why don't you learn Danish? And I've thought it through a lot of times, and I don't really see the point in trying to sound like I fit in around here. Because, I mean, all it would be is to impress people. Oh, look at, I can, you know, like a dog. I can do this. Oh, I can do that. Here, give me a treat. Fuck off. And see, that mentality that I got in the first place, I'm just not a player. Yeah. If you don't want to talk to me, speak Danish. I get it. And it's not an insult to me. I don't give a fuck one way or the other. What are you going to say to me in English that I haven't heard 100,000 times already? You know, I'm looking for the person that's not concerned with all that superficial crap. And that's what I found. And I found it in a pier, you know, where the guy's got all the ability in the world, and he uses it to benefit him and everybody around him. So he's not a selfish fuck. And, well, I don't know. Selfishness has got layers to it, because when it comes to me and Cirque, I'm very selfish. You know, she's my wife. She comes first. But when it comes to everybody else, I'm not selfish. Yeah, you're hungry. Let's eat. You know, that's the kind of guy. Oh, make sure you get enough, because I don't eat that much in the first place. I'm a very small man. It's very easy for me to entertain other people. And it's nice to see other people happy and comfortable. And, you know, all that crap we go through every fucking day in that society shit, or have gone through. I spent a lot of years doing stuff, you know. So now it's just all memories. And I'm trying to, I suppose, not forget, but, you know, step aside from all the bad shit that did take place. It wasn't that serious anyway. But, you know, we tend to have long memories, some of us. And I'm trying to stop that and just try to really, you know, stay where I'm at and enjoy what's going on. And it's not as hard to do as it probably sounds, but I guess if I was isolated, I wouldn't be pleased. I'd be miserable as shit. So life took me where I needed to be and surrounded me with the people that I needed to be around, because I'm never bored. There's always something to do. If I don't want to do it, all I got to do is say, I don't feel like doing it. I'll just go to, you know, do what I want to do. Well, let's see. Java Doctor's here today. Hey, Java. I have a hard time reading the text in the chat room and talking at the same time when I'm alone. And I don't know. I can't do two things at once. I am not multitaskable. I can do one thing well at one time. And like before the show, I've got all this. I got to open up this and type in that. And then I did everything. And then my freaking system crashed. And when it crashes, there's really no opportunity to save the little bit of crap I had to do. So I just got to do it all over again. But the internet is so much faster than what I grew up with. So to me, waiting 2, 5, 10 minutes is, it's not a big thing. But they got 5G to fix me in that, so that I'll want my, you know, downloaded in a blink, not two blinks, because it'll be faster and more efficient and such, and shit like that. But I don't know. There's so many things that everybody else believes, and they can show me their proof, and I just find their proof not true. Like, good Lord, what haven't I bitched about on this dork table over the years? Well, last week I was talking with Magnus about it. I think the whole damn the nuclear thing is just 99% rubbish. And they have ability to do some of the things they talk about, but they don't dare do it. That would be completely insane. So the threat of it, you know, and some, you know, damage here. Oh, look what we did. Well, you didn't see them do what they did. You just saw them blow something up and then tell you about it. So maybe you're getting the truth, just like the moon landing. Maybe you're getting truth, maybe you're getting skewed. One more time. I just can't believe two words out of the state. I don't know what it is. Even this one, I'm starting to... Magnus was going to talk to me tonight, because Denmark got their first female prime minister, because me and Magnus were talking about women's rights and how they, you know, think things are so different. Because me and him aren't girls, we're men. So we look at women as women, and it's not fair. What the fuck? So the point we came to between us about it was, well, we weren't doing so good in the first place with men, and the women that have been in politics haven't done anything to fucking help or fix anything. It's just the same. You can say it's worse if you want to, and I just say that, no, we just get more information because of the internet. Gets to you faster. What's a pot card? I don't even know what a pot card is. I would never beg the government of any country on this earth to allow me to do something unless there's abs like Marion Sirk. There was no other freaking way to do that and please the state. So we took the necessary steps. But way before that, we'd already made a pact. So there you go. And if 7 years, I guess, kind of shows that both of us are serious about this thing. And the outside influence, you know, through the internet webs and all that is very negative. Because our personal life is really good. You know, but this stuff that's coming and radio and all these things on my mind, it makes me grouchy sometimes. You know, I'm thinking too much about the planet that's being held hostage by a story that's not true. Because some people told them this happened in Spain and this happened in Italy and this happened in China, but they don't live there. They live somewhere else. See, they always get you with far away. Look what happened over here. It's never where you're at. And then if you were there to see it, like say, I don't know, 9/11, and you didn't see a plane fly into the Twin Towers, who'd want to talk to you? You know, if you weren't part of that crew that actually saw it, they filmed it until they took the film apart, you know, dissected that with a magnifying glass and showed you how it wasn't possible. And I've been a delivery messenger in New York City, and I remember going to the Twin Towers and how just huge that place must have been, like 16 football fields, the whole area that the buildings were on, because there was a lot of buildings, and they were just enormous, but they were asbestos nightmares. So the city built it knowing that, but they didn't, they built it any fucking way in like the 70s, right? And then when it was time for them, hey, we got to get rid of this nightmare, it's got asbestos in it, blah, blah, blah. Well, then just, wow, how lucky terrorists wanted to destroy those two buildings and get rid of them for you. But yet the public the public is so gullible. That TV shit, well, it'll always win. We're so, like, what does Beatle say? We're so screwed. Beatle, Java, Frumpy, you know, the older guys. The ones that know, they know, and the ones that don't know, they'll never know. They're going to do what they're going to comply to the system to benefit themselves, or they're going to comply to the system because they're afraid of dying. And I can go with the first, you know, because survival is survival. You know, and if you need the state to survive, they made it that way. It's not the person's fault that this is what life has become. No. But we're not taught that, you know. But if you think it through, the people that write the freaking laws, like what Kate was in Austin, right? They had a ban on people living in the public areas, public roads, housing, parks, any public grounds where you could walk through, is now being homeless people live there. They made homeless camps because the politicians lifted a ban. And this is what your politicians do. Well, if that speaks for the people, I'd be surprised. I don't think there's a homeowner on this street I live on that would think, you know, it would be a good idea. Let's let the homeless live in the park on the way to town, because we got this canal that runs through the center of town. And it's a really small one street thing. It's not huge or nothing. But it's a stream and it bends, there's ducks and a bridge and all that kind of crap. And on the other side of it's an open bit of grass. People can throw a blanket down and sit, feed the ducks, read, do whatever they want to do. But I just got a sneaking feeling that if the local politicians decided they wanted to let homeless people camp there, that they would get fired from their political position, because the system here is so different than the one I'm from. In the one I'm from, they encourage the government to break you of all your immediate cash and put you out on the street. People love to see other people get punished for their crimes. That's, man, that's like entertainment. You know? So, you know, and I've used Charlie Manson as an excuse, but not that he was a wonderful guy or any of that, but to make him what they made him in the press, that was just ridiculous, stupid. Yeah. Get a bunch of homeless people together and give them some drugs and you're going to have trouble. That's life. And they knew that in 1969. It wasn't new. Hippie communes and all that. That was been going on since Christ. Civilization came after people, you know. And civilization, the one you're in, is different than all the other ones you're ever told about. It's always different. And then you go there, and then you find out that, well, people are all pretty much the same. They talk a little different. They got a different language, maybe. Their architecture might be a little fancier, a little worser. But in the long run, they're just people, you know. But when you're civilized and you got governments and police and judges and lawyers and all this crap you don't fucking need. If you did need it, you wouldn't. you wouldn't have to be forced to take it. You know, things that people need, they need. They beg for them. And why would anybody need police? So they could write speeding tickets? What the fuck is that about? You know, in the original speeding ticket, it was ending in an accident was the speed. Not driving quickly, that's driving. But the speed limit shit all got. And then they just rewrite the laws to fit the time they're in to suit the money grubbers that want to make money off you as a commodity. Because even now, prisons went public. They're trading us on the fucking stock exchange through the birth certificate. And then if you go through their society and you can't score a job or go to school and you end up becoming a crook instead and they catch you, well, then you go to prison. Well, who made it that way? You know, I don't remember they had those problems in where would it be? Like, go back in history. When did this police thing start? Where people needed to be violently assaulted for gathering together and disagreeing with the fucking people that, you know, they pay to make decisions. I mean, country after country after country. The thing that I found the most disturbing this year was the Biden thing. He openly took the damn White House right in front of everybody. Nobody did a damn thing about it. Just cry about lawsuits. But, well, I don't know. I don't agree with the law. I think the law is a bunch of shit. I think we should just go back to dueling. You got a problem with me? Bring it to me, son. We'll go out in the back 40 and we'll shoot at each other with, you know, guns or swords or fucking something. And I think that that level of reality would stop people from being crooks. You know, if you were physically accountable for what you did, like it used to be in the old days, you learn the hard way, you know. But no, now everything's instant, electric, and oh, you can be whatever you want, and all this kind of nonsense going on. And it's just distraction from what they're really doing to us. Cause like the story started out with about the virus. None of this is real. I mean, crying out loud. Whatever is real is what you can physically put your hands on, you know. And the rest of it, you can take it to heart or not. I choose not to. And it tends to make me look a little foolish, but I don't mind that. So I think it's way better to laugh about the things than it is to sit here and cry. You know? Because my crying about what? I'm doing fine. I'm just sorry that the people that we trust, you know, we're raised to trust all these fucking liars. That's exactly what they are. And when you say it to people, they go, oh, do they feel terrible? But the truth is, you know, whatever the truth is. And like I was saying about Magnus earlier, I can tell Magnus, you know, if you got the Jews out of the freaking parliament here, your government would probably be fixed in a week. And he says, yeah, probably. Because he knows, too, there's this influence, and they call themselves Jews. They figured out that if you use that name, people won't argue with you. All you got to do is learn some rituals, change your name, and boom, you're a Jew. believe this religious stuff, and nobody can touch you. You're beyond the law, above it. Well, not this above it. I think it's beyond it, where even if people see film, catch you doing shit, nothing's like Hillary. Nothing's ever going to happen to Hillary. I told everybody that for years and years, and they all laughed at me and said, oh, she'll be in prison. Was she like 75 or 80 now? Ah, you got Rona'd. Ah, I'd hate to get Rona'd. Actually, because all I think the Rona is a flu. And I should be healthy enough that I wouldn't contract a flu in the first place. So if I did, I know it's because my diet is off and I'm not taking the right supplements. I don't need a vaccine. I don't need prayer. I don't need any of that horseshit that other people think works. What works for me, strikingly, seems to be just me, is food and natural vitamins. I mean, you can get them at outlets all over the world from, you know, reliable sources. You know, you're getting something that's not poison, blah, 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 blah. Because whether the government's trustworthy or not, usually the stuff you buy in a store won't kill you unless it says on the label, don't drink this, it's poison. Yeah. So, I'm going to say I trust, though. I'm kind of, I know what's that, lazy or slow. I'm not really sure, but I trust people are going to do what they're going to do, and that me expecting what it is before they do it is kind of crazy. That is crazy. Now, because if I promise you I'm going to do something, I might mean it next week or in a couple of days, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get up and do it right now, but I'm going to get to it. So, you know, how I take the input is all that matters. And my personal history, I didn't get treated so good by the grown-ups for the first about 15 years. They were pretty rough on me. I had a lot of fun, but, you know, some grown-ups, I guess, what's the right word? They take advantage of what you don't know to teach you shit that you should never know. But you don't find that out until you're a grown-up, whatever that may be. And then sadly for me, I didn't grow up. I'm still kind of, I'm like a teenager with a roommate, you know, me and Cirque. And then in some ways, that's the way I feel about it. It's like, this is just the best time in life, you know, with everything, all the shit going bad. I got what I want. I got my bar back if I want to go to it. Now that I got it back, I found out I really want to go there. Once in a while, but, you know, I got shit to do, so. But last summer I wanted to go because it was hot and all that kind of crap, you know, and then this summer it's not as hot because climate change. But poor Greta. Oh, they used her up, that poor kid. I think they've replaced her with a Mexican or, not a Mexican, some girl from Central America or something, and wow, these people are shameless. They use these children to read scripts to grown-ups as though they wrote them themselves, and they show that to other kids in mass and tell those kids, hey, if you want to be a winner, this is where this is the chicken dinner. And what do people do in groups? They follow the fucking leader, the tune. They want to be cool. Fortunately for me, to this fucking day, I don't give a shit if I'm cool. Care less. And the people that find me cool, most people find them weird in the first place. So I don't know. There's just there's a world within a world that I'm in. And the world that I come from got some got some stuff with it. You know, there's the good and the bad, and I don't want to just forget it all. So there's a little bit of both. You know, and America is a wonderful place with some shitty people in power, like it's always been. It's never been any different. It's just now everything's faster, and there's a little bit more of us. But I don't think the population has anything to do with the problems or the situations that we're in as a collective. These problems are man-made by the people that we vote into power. I think what happens is once they get there, they find out that there's somebody to answer to, and they're going to do what they're told, and they're going to not listen to the dirty, unwashed, filthy masses, because we don't know anything. We're just a bunch of sheep. And the pandemic just nailed that coffin lid shut with herd immunity. I resent the concept of being in a herd. A herd is animals, and I'm not an animal. I'm a living man. So I thought about that. What am I going to do if I ever had to face an admiralty court? And I just got, two sentences for them, and that's it. Then they want to lock me up, fine. But I won't talk afterward. And fortunately for me, nothing's ever took me into that situation. You know, of course, I'm not out there looking for trouble, but I used to be able to get into trouble just because of the way I looked. Now that I'm older and, I don't know, no threat, right now, and looking at me, I'm not a threat to society. Nobody treats me that way. I'm just an older guy that doesn't like to cut his hair, and I don't want to speak Danish for some reason, whatever it is. And that's it. There's no more beyond that. It's so nice to be accepted publicly for whatever the fuck I am, because that's all physical. It doesn't matter. It's pointless. And the few people that I've been spending my time with over the years, well, they're just the best of the best for me. And why ruin it? If something works for you, that's why I look at it. Something works, I should say me. Something works for me, I go with it. And if something doesn't work for me, I go away from it. And I'm fearless. There's nothing to fear. Life will take care of you. It's just something that always works. And other people depend on things like money and stuff. And I just think all that stuff's just it's a nuisance. Sometimes you got to use it to barter, but I don't want to anymore, so I don't have to, because I don't want to. Well, it's a tough egg to crack, I suppose, but we are incredible as individuals. What a human being could do, and what the system does: stifle us, poison us, keep us ignorant of truth, feed you a bunch of crap that's, well, if you watch enough movies, it that looks real. And if you read enough science books or nerds or what dork shit, then you're just being scammed. It's a good story, but now there's no way they could possibly pull this off. But it sounds like they could, because I've seen TV, they're on Mars doing this and that. No, they're not. Good God, they can't even get a fucking picture of the planet from space, but yet they're exploring space. They send up satellites and all this crap, but nobody can put a camera on a satellite that shows what the world looks like. So I'm a little suspicious, That's me. Uh-oh. I don't know what I'm reading now. But I'm not reading the same thing. See, that's what I mean. I see the world in a way that other people, even the ones closest to me, they don't see it that way. They just accept that I do. I got that acceptance about it. I don't have to explain it to them any further than I just really wonder if. And that's all. And if you know me personally, on a personal level, that everything that comes after that is just filler. I'm just playing with words, getting reactions, watching people get a little giggle, because who cares if I think the world is flat or round, shaped like a tuna? Who gives a fuck what it is in the first place? You're on it, you're not on it, that's that. So why not use the time that you're on it for things that make you feel good? Wow. They call you a hedonist if you're pleasure happy. But hell, there's lots of things that you can do for yourself that please other people. And one of them is by being decent in public settings. This the only goal I had when I got here was to not treat people badly nose to nose. When I encounter them in public, I am known around as fairly friendly, and I never bring rain and shit storms to your soup. And when they bash me about the president, whoever the president is at the time, because somebody's going to do that, I don't really take it personal, you know. And if they mean it personal and they don't get what they're looking for, they quit. And if they're just doing what I'm doing, is just laughing at, wow, this is ridiculous, ha ha ha, well, then we're all on the same page. Well, anyway, I think that's enough out of me. I tried to do a Dork Table solo. I tried reading the link, doing what people do, and like usual, I don't know. I can't even think that in a stream sometimes where my mind doesn't bounce from one concept to the other. So maybe I'll do a few more minutes, but I'm going to end soonly and put the link I was trying to read in the first place from John Rappaport. I didn't realize he was so popular until before the show and asked Grimm about him. So I wasn't sure if it was a gag or if it was serious, and it had all these links of look this up and look that up. So, But like the rest of you, I'm not immune to being fooled. I mean, sure, I could be tricked, but it's going to really take a lot more than what they've used, you know, in the past. And all these things are just, to me, all reruns. They've done it and done it and done it. There's no way that what they're telling you is happening by the results they're telling you are results. Something was missing all along, and that was dead bodies. And blaming this, like, Spanish flu. Do a little reading on how that shit. The reason they called it a Spanish flu was because the people that were writing the names had a problem with Spain at the time, so they wanted to give Spain a black eye in history. So they named this illness that took a lot of people out, and they called it what they called it. And if you dig deeper, you'll find out what they discovered lately. They look back in time and think there's an error was made. They misread the knowledge that, you know, the information they had with the knowledge at the time. They read it one way, but no, that's not the truth. And as we improve with knowledge, but the story stays the freaking same. They don't update knowledge because, well, we're in a mess, man. And this powers that be, or whatever the fuck we call this shit, what they want us to know is always bad for us, and what they don't want us to know, now that's the stuff that dorks are made of. And I've met a few dorks over the years I've been on the RLM that just amazed the shit out of me, you know, and the other people that do the radio, because, man, radio is hard to do. It's hard to do by yourself for me. I prefer to do it with a partner. And Wednesday night, I'll be back with Magnus. You can give me a Wednesday. As we were looking for a day that Grimner didn't already have something going. And I had tried to do an hour of Dork Table Madness and maybe make people giggle or think about some crazy shit, whatever have you. But to be popular in this life right now would be a death sentence. So I know by the lack of acceptance to what I believe, sadly, this is really bad, but the less people that believe it, to me, it seems like the more true it is. And if you ask people what they think, most of the stuff they'll tell you is exactly the opposite of what you think, or you wouldn't spend time listening to this crap. Anyway, thanks a lot for everybody. Let me get all my buttons open so I can close and give Grimner back his radio. So I got a lot of button pushing to do. Okay. And over and out. Thanks a lot, everybody. See you later.